This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
First on What's On Your Mind. You ready? This hour, a COVID-free Friday hour.
The following is a test of the no COVID system. This is only a test.
Exactly right. Now, a couple reasons for doing this. One, we're not diminishing the seriousness of the COVID-19 crisis or its impacts on anyone. But we thought, since it's all we've pretty much talked about since March, then maybe an hour to cover things that haven't been covered. That's the other reason. What's being left out? What are we missing? What needs to be talked about? Those are the questions we have for you today. So that's the first hour. Second hour will be Congressman. No, he's a senator now. Senator Kevin Cramer for a full hour on the program. As always, on the Friday Talk Radio Town Hall. A lot of things to cover for him. Much of that will be, in fact, COVID-related. Because...
Wait, am I supposed to buzz you when you're talking about what he's going to talk about?
No, I think just if we slip now the rest of the hour, I just was explaining things.
Right, that's what I mean.
Right. So, okay. Like, if I say... Hey, did you hear that your favorite bar is going to open this weekend? The COVID restrictions have been... Yeah, then you would buzz me.
Right. Okay.
Or any of the...
So I'll make sure I'm getting it right here.
Callers as well. We could talk about Joe Biden. He selected a morning show to go on and get asked all the tough questions about this accusation that's been out
there
for a week.
I'm guessing it wasn't Fox and Friends, right?
No, it was MSNBC.
Yeah, imagine that.
It was Morning Show.
Imagine that.
There's also Michael Flynn and what is happening to him, I think is very interesting as well.
That last name Flynn. I mean, look at Kevin, right? It's working for him.
Says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. FBI raked him over the coals, too. And thankfully, he's been exonerated now.
If I had a nickel.
He's back with us. Yeah. Exactly right. But we don't need to taint this, for lack of a better term. You decide what you want to talk about today on the program, but we're going to go COVID-free Friday. You can't buzz me on that one because that's the name of the hour. But any other slip-up, Todd is there with the buzzer. He's going to get us, okay? Now, how to do it. You can weigh in by email. Some folks do that. That's probably the least amount of feedback that we get is by email, at least during the show. After the show, we get a fair amount. In fact, I have a very interesting email that I received this morning that was forwarded from a business, and it was the advice of their accountant related to programs related to what we're not going to talk about till next hour. And I'll share that with you. So emails, welcome. Okay? You can send those to KFYR@iHeartMedia.com. You can send those to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Scott H@flagfamily.com. If you like, I'm just trying to make it easy for you. Text Todd 701-226-8503. You can text him your comments, 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Or you can call us, and that's what we really love when we get a chance to have that bond right here on the radio. And that is 800-228-0550. Locally in Bismarck Mandan, 701-258-0550. Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, 701-271-1100. All right, there you go. You've got every way to reach us on the program. COVID-free hour. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. Okay. Kevin needs a raise. First comment by text. Wow. Must be for your good bumper music.
Oh, that must be.
Must be.
Must be.
Yeah. Picks out some darn good bumper music. Have you got some good stuff planned for our COVID-free hour?
I do.
Okay. On the COVID-free Friday? Good, good, good. What needs to be talked about is the Electoral College voting for states dominated by large population markets. Yeah, voting in general. For one, any changes that are made related to this, which already have been made, like for the primary in North Dakota, you're voting by mail. Do you want any of that to continue into November? I don't know what's so hard, I really don't, about saying, all right, here's the polling places. I go there. I show them an ID. They find out I am who I say I am on that list. I go ahead and vote. I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is.
I finished voting. We disinfect the pencil.
Yeah.
A little area. And we send another one in. How hard is that?
Right.
I never thought I'd hear the words, and then you disinfect the pencil in my life.
That's the only thing they're touching.
I wasn't careful now. Careful, you're getting.
I wasn't planning on ever having to hear that for some reason.
Sorry.
Disinfect is a trigger word.
It is, isn't it?
On a COVID-free hour. Aaron and Anderlin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. First-time caller. I usually listen on 1100 out of Fargo, but. Anyway, this double standard the Democrats have with Joe Biden and his sexual assault, it just baffles me.
It is a beauty, isn't it, when you look at the Kavanaugh case as an example?
Yeah, I don't know how they can think they're going to get by with that kind of a double standard. And I don't know. I don't understand.
I am not any way, shape, or form worried about Joe Biden as a candidate slash opponent for Donald Trump. Are you?
No, no, not at all. But it's just the hypocrisy, you know.
And if he, in fact, is innocent of any, sexual misconduct with his former staffer, this Tara Reid, he's done one horrific job of showing it. I mean, yeah. Have you ever known anybody to look more guilty than this guy's looked through this?
Yeah, he's got guilt written all over him, yeah.
Yeah, he probably just was healed up from Jill Biden, roughing him up a little bit. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Aaron, I'm glad you called, okay? Call again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here is a little, can you fire up my host PC there, Kev?
You got it.
Here is a little of Mika asking Joe Biden a question. She asked the same question 15 times, and he was not able to answer it. Here it is. Listen, this is Mika. From MSNBC, Joe Biden this morning.
I love this apartment.
You love the apartment?
I'm glad. You can tell someone in the building smokes.
Yeah.
Before you sign a lease, you should read it.
Okay.
Make sure that the building is completely smoke-free.
Yeah.
And if it's not, tell them you won't sign a lease until they make it 100% smoke-free.
Okay. Now that we've got to breathe Andy's,
fact advice. That you have said in the past that if a woman goes under the lights and talks about something like this, we have to consider that the essence of this is real. Is the essence of what she is saying is real? Why do you think she's doing this?
I'm not going to question her motive. I'm not going to get into that at all. I don't know why she's saying this.
I don't know why she's saying this.
I don't know why after 27 years, all of a sudden, this gets raised.
Oh, after 27 years, all of a sudden, this gets raised. That's kind of questioning the motive, isn't it? I don't know. It sounds like a little bit to me. Not to mention, this woman has raised this many times. Nobody would listen. She's not been silent about it.
I don't understand it, but I'm not going to go in and question her motive. I'm not going to attack her. She has a right to say whatever she wants to say, but I have a right to say, look at the facts, check it out, find out whether any of what she says is asserted or true. And based on the...
What she said is asserted or true. Isn't asserted mean I say this?
Yeah.
It's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
So. Is it asserted or true? Yeah, I mean, she said it, Joe. Wrong word. Sorry.
The investigations that have taken place so far, to the best of my knowledge, by two major papers.
Newspapers have checked it out. So it's obviously false. Yeah, the newspapers checked it out. Well, nothing to see here, folks. Move
dozens
on.
Dozens of my staff members, not just senior staff, but staff members, I'm told, at least that's what they said. And nobody, this was not the atmosphere in my office at all. No one has ever said anything like this.
But, Mr. Vice President, as it pertained to Dr. Ford, everyone wanted, high-level Democrats said she should be believed, that they believed it happened. You said if someone like Dr. Ford were to come out, the essence of what she is saying has to be believed, has to be real.
No.
Why?
And no, what I said, it has to
be. Why is it real for Dr. Ford but not for Tara Reid?
Because the facts are that, look, I'm not suggesting she had no right to come forward. And I'm not saying any woman, they should come forward. They should be heard. And then it should be investigated. It should be investigated. And if,
but that.
You're making a rap song out of it? That.
The women are to be believed. Remember, he said that women are to be believed.
Yeah.
But unless it pertains to Joe, then that's not so.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
I got it.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last night at the county
what's on your mind, COVID-free Friday, in this first hour anyway. So anything you want to talk about that is not COVID. You don't want the buzzer from Todd. You get the buzzer if you bring something COVID-related. But we wanted to give you a little bit of a break. Partially, a teacher friend of Kevin's actually was one of the motivations for this. I don't know if you heard about this story, but she wrote a song for her kids, and the kids were kind of scared by the song. We'll play the song here coming up in a couple of minutes, and you'll know a little bit better about what I'm talking about. But we thought a couple of signs were picking up, it might be a good idea to have a little bit of a release, a little time to talk about something different. How about using this hour to come up with a really great idea that has nothing to do with the COVID? Here's my contribution. Value-added agriculture is all about controlling your own destiny. So corn growers were very instrumental early on in getting ethanol plants up and running, right? Because corn makes ethanol, ethanol goes to market, and you use it as the pump, right? I like that. Which, by the way, shout out to the Bank of North Dakota. Yesterday announced that the Commissioner Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, announced that they are crafting a program. It's actually a program that's been around as part of the legislature. They just, I think, tweaked the rules a little bit to have it pertain to the ethanol companies being able to borrow funds at a better rate. And consolidate some debt and basically just bridge the gap, buy some time through these challenging times. Ethanol plants in other states have closed. Hankinson closed here, but the others are remaining open. Grand Forks is being built. You got Richardson, you got Castleton, you've got Underwood. These are important. Six of them. Anyway, Bank of North Dakota crafted this plan for the ethanol producers that bridges that gap and buys them time. That's great, because guess what? If they close, that's bad for Castleton. It's bad for Richardson. It's jobs and livelihoods that are gone. So, a bridge happening there. These are the things where you put people together. And if you're a small business, like, you know, mom, pop, 10 or under, there's a great little microloan program they also announced in the Bank of North Dakota in recent days that is now lending. Right now, go to your banker. And it is a program, I think it's up to $50,000. If it's up to you can go up to 25 and not even have any kind of, collateral or anything. And up to 50 is the max on it. These are for businesses that are small. Small restaurants, small bars. Again, 10 or less people, but really good program. And then another one for businesses that are larger, up to 500 employees or 500 and above that have access to larger amounts as well. One's called COVID CRP, I think it is. COVID Recovery Program CRP. The other one is SELF. The small one is SELF. Just go see your banker. Just know they exist and get out there, okay? Be a good idea. So do you have the teacher? The teacher that this is one of the reasons we decided to do COVID-free Friday today because, it's, you just listen and I think you'll find out.
So as some of you guys might know, I'm a music teacher, and I found that one of the best ways that I can process the whole transition to online learning and teaching is to write a song. So I wrote a song. I'd like to share that with you guys now.
Aww. Nice song. It's got a little Hawaiian feel to it. Yeah, I like that. Is that a ukulele?
It is.
Get ready to sing. That was very disturbing.
Yeah, but it's a very accurate song. It's pretty much the sentiment of almost all of us.
Okay, so we heard that. We thought, wow, the teacher's losing it there. So maybe it's time to do a little COVID-free Friday. So that's what this is all about. Anything on your mind, you let us know. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Okay, so I started on value-added. Value-added was, as I used the example of ethanol, that's how I got off my little trail there. But value-added is, the Dakota Gore's corn, pasta plant, rather, in Carrington, North Dakota. Guess what? You go Durham, you say, hey, I got a place, to get my pasta to market. I want to participate in this. Now there's Dakota Gore's pasta on the shelves owned by durum growers, farmers. That's value added, right? And I know what I'm about to say has been talked about before. I know it's not a new idea. And I don't know exactly why it didn't get off the ground. But there's a big push for country of origin labeling among some beef producers. Others say it's, you know, look, like Farm Bureau's position. We've talked to Daryl Lisa about this many times. Yeah, you know, don't want it to be government mandated, but if it was voluntary, fine. But we don't think it makes a difference based on what we've done in the way of consumer tests, whatever. Okay, how about this? We get with our neighbors in South Dakota and we say, let's come up with all the processing facilities we have now. Like our friends at Schweitzer's, as an example, or others that have the ability to process, right? They might do it on a smaller scale. They're not Smithfield, but they're collectively all of the processing that we have in North Dakota and South Dakota that's privately owned. And all North Dakota cattle goes there, and we label it Dakota beef. We come up with a fancy, nice little label. We have to have really good radio ads talking about, oh, have you had Dakota beef? Well, you haven't lived. You have a little sizzle in the background.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the whole barbecue grill thing, the whole thing. We go all out using existing processing facilities right now. You might not be able to crank that out in mass, but guess what? It'll be in demand. I want Dakota beef. Remember the Kobe beef thing that was such a hot deal for so long? You know, that's another country. No, this is going to be North Dakota, South Dakota, Dakota beef. There's my idea. Call me crazy. That's okay. What do you think of that idea? You got a better idea? Lay it on us. It's COVID-free Friday this hour, so your chance to throw us any wild idea or anything else on your mind. Jim in South Dakota, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I have an idea. Let's add Montana and Wyoming to the equation because there is a big four packers in those two states that I know of. And let's take the states, form a corporation, build plants, and go big or go home because the big four are going to really, really battle this. And I agree with everything you just said. I think it's an awesome idea, and we label it. We don't have to bring in foreign beef, or we will not bring in foreign beef. And other states will follow suit. If the federal government won't do what's right, I believe the states will.
It's called controlling your own destiny. Because, we need something that all of the beef world can agree on. All the cattle producers out there, you know, have to be, yes, this is the idea, right? Because right now, some want labeling, some don't want labeling. Some think this group's bad, some think this, you know. But get one voice.
Well,
and go there and make it happen. And, you know, the only thing I have in the way of a question is on this Montana thing, Jim. Then the Dakota beef label goes out there. I kind of like Dakota's a label, a brand.
This is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571 Flag or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Light that glows by the front door.
One of the great voices in country music right there.
Under the mat.
Oh my gosh.
Childhood stars shine. Always stay humble and kind.
Tim McGraw, who's a birthday boy today. Would you say 53?
53 today, yep. He's married to Faith Hill, so no gifts are necessary. Leave that there.
I love this song.
Oh, a little envious, are you?
Hold the door, say peace, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, no lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 27 before 10. Have a little fun today with COVID-Free Friday in hour number one here. COVID-Free Friday hour. That's what we got going here. We're talking about anything but, okay? Help us out here. And if you're itching to talk about anything related to COVID and what to do about it, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, so he'll be here for you. You know, our friends at the University of Mary want you to think about learning as an accomplishment that nothing can take away. Think about it as a long-term gift to you, yourself, to your families. If you've ever wanted to expand your skills but didn't feel like you had the time to devote to it, the University of Mary wants to serve you. This could be a time to earn an academic certificate or a credential that'll benefit you today and tomorrow. Whatever area interests you, business, counseling, healthcare, education. The University of Mary has online certificate and credential programs. It'll help you achieve your goals. One of the reasons that I became a student at the University of Mary is because they did some math for me on how much management experience, you know, over the years I'd accumulated, and I had credits based on my work. Well, that's fantastic. It's a quicker path to your degree. So take some positive action. You can do that in every circumstance. UMary's here to help. Visit them online, umary.edu/certificates. And if you tell me you heard about it, What's On Your Mind, your registration fee is waived. How about this? We have two Franks on deck here. Frank on the road and Frank and Mandan waiting to weigh in. Frank on the road first.
On the road again.
Where on the road are you, Frank?
Up in northern Minnesota, where we don't have much coronavirus, one in each county up here.
So you happy with Governor Walz shutting your town down?
No, he's a school teacher. He should be teaching school. Never mind. What I called about was now you got me thinking about, the election. We've been voting up here. There's 35 people in my township. That's 36 square miles. We've been voting for, I suppose, 10, maybe 12 years, and we have about 99% turnout. And no problems. And if anybody cheats on this, it's mail fraud. 20 years in jail, $1 million fine, up to. So I'm not scared about voting by mail.
You don't think that's rife with possibilities for fraud nationally, more widespread?
Well, we have a postal inspector, we got postal general, and we got the FBI, you know, looking out for our better interest, right?
All right, but here's the deal. If I go to the graveyard and the cemetery and I write down a bunch of names and then I fill out forms, send them in. I don't know who's double-checking that. I also don't know, how do they know that I am who I say I am when I stuff the envelope? Because I'm at home. I could be anybody.
Because you write on it and sign your name.
So you're going to go verify?
It's verified. And you don't have a ballot unless you're a registered voter. Oh, my goodness. But people ain't going to register. Then they won't get to vote. Well, too bad. If it's really important, you'll register. You registered for your unemployment checks you're getting, your small loan business. When you're wanting money from the government, you register. If you're going to vote, go get registered. Get your ballot in the mail like we do. Move on.
Here's the deal. Never underestimate the motives of the left when it comes to voting. I mean, look at how much they scream whenever you ask for basic, simple things like voting, you know, voter ID. You need to tie a vote to an address. Their motive is, look, there should be no rules. Let anybody walk in the door. That's not pure at all. But I'm glad it works for you, Frank. Appreciate the call.
One note on that. In Minnesota, I got a call this morning. A guy who bought a house from a gentleman 10 years ago. Gentleman built it 30 years ago, since passed away. This week, got the ballot for the deceased gentleman in the mail as well as his. So that's another thing to think about.
Who sends that out?
The state did.
Yeah.
I could vote for him and put his name down. It was addressed to the guy that's been dead for 10 years.
Let's go to Frank and Mandan on What's on Your Mind. Frank, COVID-free hour, you're up. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in. You had mentioned the Coda Growers Pasta being farmer-owned. They haven't been farmer-owned for almost a decade. That was sold to a Canadian company,
You're right, Frank. I mean, that started as you know, the initiative was there, later sold. I mean, and the farmers who started it made a fortune, obviously. So they came out all right on that. But you're right, it isn't now. So that's a fair point.
And sadly enough, last time I went through there, I found out most of the office people were let go. So it's pretty upsetting, pretty unfortunate that this started out with good intentions and. Unfortunately, money crept in and it was taken away from the farmers. But anyhow, thank you very much.
Well, it's still a place for the farmers to sell their product, though, right? They just don't own that part of the food chain. As I say, the farmer started it and ended up getting, you know, a nice chunk of change when it sold, made a decision to sell it. So
a select few farmers got a chunk of change, a select few.
Right? I mean, if you put money in, you got money back. I mean, if you didn't put money in, you didn't get money back. That's sort of how it works, right? Skin in the game. But, you know, I hear you. I still think the premise of farmers controlling their own destiny, saying we're going to build this plant so that we have a place for our product, makes the most sense and removes others from the equation. And while it isn't what it started out as, Frank, it still is a good deal that is there. So now there's a place for that Durham to go. But I appreciate your call, Frank. Thank you very much. Jamie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I've always had this thought that farmers should have around like the North Dakota region, a pick your own orchard kind of thing going to introduce, especially with the farm to table kind of being more dominant now and people wanting to know where their food come to be able to go pick their own berries and fruits. And then especially if they're cattle farmers, then potentially opening up a market to keep the beef in North Dakota by selling off a cow to somebody that came to pick some strawberries from your farm.
So you would shop that way. You would, in other words, if you could go buy, and as you say, there are a number of these, but let's say on beef, for instance, you're going to go to some place that has multiple products that come from the farm. You're going to not buy your beef at the grocery store. You'd go buy it right directly from the person that
I already do buy it directly from farmers. I support local farmers, and we take it to a local butcher shop and do it that way. But it would be cool to introduce more people to that method. And I know in the Bismarck area, there's not much here. I know out in Fargo, there's some areas. But, you know, you could sell your chickens, your eggs, your fruits, your vegetables, and just have people pay as they come in to pick as they go. Less work of farmer's market, less work of having to deliver directly to the consumer.
Yeah, fascinating. Good suggestion. I do think there's a huge percentage, even in rural areas like North Dakota, of especially the younger generations, they just don't understand the effort that it takes to grow crops, to produce that food, to have that there. So what you're suggesting would, you know, introduce that bond a little more.
Correct, yeah.
You know, here's those people that are toiling for you, and you get something farm fresh, you know.
Give them more respect for the farmers that are having to work and deal with a very volatile industry that is touch and go every day.
All right. Like that suggestion, Jamie, we'll see if anybody else does. Thank you very much. Dan's on the road. Dan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I like your idea about the packing plan. It's what I've been kind of beating the drum the last 6 months. And I think, and I know this, that we produce the best cattle up here, and we are subsidizing the big packers. That our cattle are the cattle that are going to the high cuts, the restaurants, not those cattle coming out of Texas. So my idea is much like yours, and I think we need to target all the grocery stores in our area, including Walmart, because we'll sell better beef for less price because the packing plant won't have to make $1,900 an animal. And you know, we have kids that live far out of state, and they take meat home, and they have friends over, and they all say, where'd you get this meat from? Where can we buy that meat? And the fact of the matter is, you got to buy the meat from North Dakota and South Dakota where the best cattle are raised. And I think we should do more than that. We should target the Pacific Rim. Bring them in, like the Wheat Commission brings the Japanese in. Bring them in. Treat them to a good meal. Show them how our cattle are raised. Show them where the best cattle in the world are raised. And get a packing plant built with a Dakota beef brand, Dakota Best Beef, or something like that. I think it's doable. But if we have a no-say attitude, it'll never get done. We have to think a little bit positively, and it will take a lot of promotion. It will take a lot of work, but it's possible.
I like it. We have the seed of a very good idea there. I'm going to make a note here to schedule Doug Goring too, and you just made me think of something on the Dakota brand, where if you look at the success of Pride of Dakota, wow! And from what that started with to what that's at now, and to repeat something like that on the beef side could be big. Good ideas, Dan. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see here. Is it Rita in Bismarck?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Rita.
I just wanted to reply to the caller about mail-in ballots. My husband is Canadian, and he received a envelope in the mail, and in the envelope was an application for a ballot. And I just thought, you know, there's just a lot of shenanigans that can happen with mail-in balloting. So I called them and told them to take him off the list, and they did.
Well, interesting. Yeah, so that'd be the way to do it. I don't know how they get on that list, but good points, Rita. Thank you for that, and way to be proactive. Mark in Rapid City, South Dakota. David in San Francisco. They're calling from everywhere. Coming up on What's
Since
on Your Mind.
Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces. We've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947, an equal opportunity employer.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Down and your hair's pulled back, and I bet you got no idea you're going way too fast. You're trying not to think about what went wrong, trying not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turn on the radio and the song goes,
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
You think they're singing about the radio that can't live without us, the radio?
There you go.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Exactly right. Tim McGraw and his lovely bride there. Is still his bride?
Oh, yeah.
They're still an item?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I have a request. Keith Urban has a new song called Polaroid.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard it?
Great song, yeah.
Yeah.
Want to get that one up?
Let's play that one if we can. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's, and they have a busy May coming up, folks. They have been busy. Pfeiffer's, of course, auctions, real estate, land management, they've got it all. On Monday, Trail County, 160 acres, will be auctioned off. Then a timed online bidding auction. On Tuesday, the Bergstedt Estate Farm Machinery Auction at Voltaire, Minnesota, or North Dakota, rather, sorry. And Stutzman County, so land 689 acres on Thursday the 14th. Rose Hobby Farm Equipment Auction out of Rolette, North Dakota, on the 18th of May. That's a Monday. And then the Brian Martin Estate Construction Equipment Auction at Gladstone, North Dakota. Rest his soul. That's coming up on Thursday the 21st. They're also having a gun and ammo auction, too, that day. All the details are at Pfeiffer's.com or call them 877-700-4099. Mark in Rapid City, South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Mark Scober, your pal, the Freedom Poet.
Mark the Freedom Poet is on our radio, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? How are you, Mark?
Well, I'm just delighted. I found out a confluence of factors, kind of some synergy happening on Flag Day, Sunday, June 14th. It's also President Trump's 74th birthday. So what I'm telling people is at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Mountain, and 2 o'clock Pacific, let everybody in America sing happy birthday to Donald Trump. Being Flag Day, let's gather the hour before. We're gathering in Rapid City by the Civic Center Park right by the piece of the Berlin Wall, you know. So this is probably the greatest president since Reagan. And there's three presents we can give him. Do our best to get him reelected. Do our best to retake the House. There's at least 50 vulnerable Democrats. And at one fell swoop, we could fire Pelosi, Schiff, Nadler, Maxine Waters, and diminish AOC. And also retake the Senate. Minnesota's got extremely vulnerable Tina Smith, head of the Planned Parenthood. And John James in Michigan has got a chance to beat Peter. So just commit to retaking our country for Donald Trump's birthday on the 14th of June. Again, sing happy birthday at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, 3 Mountain, and 2 Pacific.
All right. We'll remind you when we get a little closer to that. Mark, appreciate your call very much. Mark in Rapid City and Flag Day will be fun. Maybe that's the day we could do it. Todd was suggesting a little parking lot flag wave.
Yeah, flag fest.
Yeah, exactly right. Love it very much. Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms. Talk a little ag and other things on his mind. We're going COVID-free today, Troy. COVID-free. We're trying to, you know, detox from COVID just for an hour.
Well, that's understandable. I get that. And after the last segment we had, I was thinking about things and just have a couple quotes and then I'll talk a little bit about seed. One of them is, and this is from George Washington, I know of no pursuit in which more real and important service can be rendered to any country than by improving its agriculture. And that's why when I'm around farmers and ranchers and I'm proud to do what I do and they are, you know, it makes me proud to be a farmer, to feed this nation. And in these challenging times, one thing I wanted to say is every day may not be a good day, but there is good in every day. And sometimes we get wound up into the big picture of things. We just got to sit back and feel the sunshine on our face, see our family, those type of things. Just slow down, appreciate those things. Just after our last talk, it felt like those are things that needed to be said coming from my farmer's perspective on my family and what I do, you know, because we're being challenged with Mother Nature and all these things. As far
you
as
are, you are, but I mean, when I think about, for instance, improving every situation with agriculture, I mean, seed's a big part of that. When you look at the yields that are coming and the technology and the science that is going in. I mean, is there any particular favorite this year that really has you excited about the possibilities?
Well, on the forage ends for the ranchers, because we're looking at probably an issue with pastures and enough hay because there isn't any carryover to speak of. We're doing a lot of blending of forages between forage oats and barleys and forage peas and millets and alfalfas and grasses. So being a smaller company, we're very in touch with all of our clients. We're very nimble to their needs, and we're living what they're living. So if they want to call and discuss these things, you know, we can feel what they're feeling. And so I think the forage ends there, and on the other end, some flaxes, there's some new things there, and then on the soybean end, there's some things. And there's a lot of things we can discuss.
I would call Troy today and cook up some ideas to make this a year to turn things around. CCSeedFarm.com or call 482-7865. And Donnie, let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.